It doesn't matter if you're a wazir or a ghafir. If it doesn't matter if you're a ilyat al-qawm, the noble of society. It doesn't matter if you're the lowest of the form of society. It doesn't matter how many PhDs you have or not even educated. It doesn't matter what you have, a Swiss bank account or in the rent. It doesn't matter whether you have a castle or you actually have no place to go. And it doesn't matter what kind of clothes you wear, Johnny Versace or Kmart special. It doesn't matter whether you actually eat lobsters, turf, or you can eat crackers and cheese. It doesn't matter how powerful you are in the world, and it doesn't matter how poor you are in the world or weak you are in the world. It doesn't matter who you know, who you don't know. And even Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he says, when he was dying, he says, people say, let's get you the doctor. Let's help you out. He says, you can't help me out. No doctor can help me. No raqi can help me. No one that will come and recite Quran and give you shifa at that time. There's something that is ultimately coming for us, no doubt. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقُ. In the interpretation, some of the opinion says, when the time comes and the soul leaves, what happens? You will see the angels on the horizon. Either the angels of mercy or the angels of punishment. It's up to your actions and deeds. At that time, you'll be looking forward to dying or actually running away. Even your soul will be taken out of your body in a different manner. كَقَطْرَةِ مَاءٍ مِنْ فِيِّ السِّقَاءِ. If it's a drop of water coming out of a spout of a pot, or being snatched like a wet wool with sharp object. As a matter of fact, when the mission says, your soul will be spread in that, doesn't want to come out. Where are you taking me? أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ بِي? Where are you taking me? Or otherwise, you will be looking forward to it. You see, even in the narration, it says, you can look forward to meet Allah, or be running away from Allah. And that's why the one says, فِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Come back to Allah. Don't run away from Him. So it's your choice how your soul will be taken out of your body. A drop of water coming out, or being snatched out. Whether you like it or not, you have no choice in that matter. But you have a choice of how taken out. But taken out, you have no choice. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ. Meaning what? مَنْ رَاقٍ. Who's going to give me رُقْيَةً? Who's going to help me? Give me رُقْيَةً, man. Help me out. I'm dying here. Literally dying here. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ. One narration, one opinion. The other one is, مَنْ رَاقٍ. Which type of angels will be elevating and taking that soul up to be held accountable in front of Allah? And you will be asked questions. And you will either be answering the questions or not answering the questions according to your actions and deeds. You will hear one of two things. Sadaqa abdi. My slave had told the truth. Or kadaba abdi. My slave lied. You will be taken down gently with the angels or be let go from the high place as if you're falling, free falling. يَتَخَطَّفُ الطَّيْرِ. As if the tayr is snatching you out. And وَإِذَا النُّفُوسِ زُوِّجَتْ. As you come down, as the spirits and the souls come back coupled, you know what that means? That means when your body goes to the grave, your soul is still up being asked. And the soul comes down before your body reaches there, it comes down, hovers like a raya, like a banner. Waiting for your body to come in to the grave, and the soul will be coupled. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسِ زُوِّجَتْ. One narration and interpretation among the opinions. So which part of you that actually says that I want to be among those who are taken out nice and slow, and which part of you that says, you know, I don't care, man, I'm only living here. Let's live, I don't care. Yes, but really, you will when you hear this. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْتَفَّتُ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. Meaning that the legs will be like this. You know when you shroud someone, tied together? Yes. إِذَا جَفَّ اللِّسَانِ. جَفَّ الْعَيْنَانِ وَبَرَدَ اللِّسَانِ وَبَرَدَ الْقَدَمَانِ. Yes, stiff legs. No more. The tongue can't move anything. The eyes are cold, stiff, they can't move. And then what happens, Ya Shaykh? Or السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. I mean, the angels will hand it over to the other angels. That's the difference of opinion among the interpretation. Whether you like it or not, every one of us will do this. Now, what's your grave going to be like, Akhi? If you go into the grave and you were able to come back to us, what will you tell us? What kind of grave did you have? Is it a piece of heaven? May Allah make us among them. Or a piece of hell? Did it collapse your ribs? Or did it expand as far as your eyesight can see? Was it furnished from heaven or hell? What aroma do you see? Was there a gate open? Which one do you see from that gate? Your place in heaven or your place in hell? You understand, my brothers and sisters? So something that Prophet Muhammad says, remember death in abundance to keep you on the straight and narrow. And lastly, when we are all alone, because indeed you will be all alone in the grave, and you will be all alone when the angels come and sit you up, Munkar wa Nakir. And they will ask you a question, Mar Rabbuk? Who is your Lord? Well, if you know Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula and you lived according to the Quran, you will say, Rabbi Allah, solid, firm, no hesitation. You don't have to call a friend, because indeed you will not hear da-da-da-da in the grave. No posse will help you, and I can't give you a cheat note. You know these people sit on the grave, hey man, if the angel comes, please say your Lord is Allah. Wallahi, it would have been so easy for any one of us. Can you imagine? Hey man, I'm going to slip you a 20. When I die, can you come and tell me the answer, please? Because there are two angels that are coming to ask me three questions. I don't do my homework, but I'm going to cheat on this test. You think you can do that? La wallahi. You can cheat on this dunya, but you can cheat in the hereafter.